Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, March 13th. I'm John Weigel here with Ben Berkley, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. If you're struggling with acclimating to office life after working remotely for so long or starting your first job, apparently you may need to work on some etiquette. The workplace etiquette industry has officially emerged, providing employees and prospective employees with various classes to make them act professionally in the office. But what do these classes teach, and is this all really necessary? We'll get into that in a bit, but first let's give you the hits and headlines today across business and tech. To start us off here on a negative note, more bad news for Boeing today. A technical issue caused a Boeing 787 Dreamliner to plunge mid-flight, injuring several passengers before the pilot regained control. Boeing is under investigation because a door plug flew off mid-flight back in January. So not great news for Boeing lately, Ben.
No, and also not great news for an individual speaking right now who's getting on a Boeing plane tomorrow.
Oh, great.
This feels so good to read this. But very seriously, they need to get their together.
They really need to get their act together.
Yeah, it's trouble.
Yeah.
They can't keep going like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just ugly.
Next up, Ray-Ban's Meta sunglasses are beta testing a new AI feature that turns your sunglasses into a tour guide, narrating fun facts and information about the landmarks as you view them. I kind of imagine this is what you get when you go to one of those fancy museums and they give you the earpiece and somebody kind of just yells in your ear about what kind of statue you're looking at. That's fun. I like that in real life. Next, Lego sales increased 4% last year, bucking the larger downward trend of the global toy market. Overall sales dipped 7% in 2023 for that. The toy brick empire credited its growth to the new Harry Potter sets and co-branded Fortnite video game. Isn't that great, Ben? I feel like you and I have talked a bunch on this show about the toy business going out, and this is a nice sign that they're still kind of here to play.
Yeah, I mean, I think it really shows you that Lego is just a powerhouse. They know what they're doing. They know how to just find the right partnerships to elevate their game. It's also, in context, very impressive where you look at Mattel last year. This, like, the year of Barbie.
Yeah.
They were still flat on sales last year. Hasbro down 15% last year.
Wow.
So the fact that Lego was up at all, let alone 4%, really just shows you how strong their business is. And like the fact that it's a video game, it's branded sets, it's all these different things that are kind of combining into this success. They've just built a really smart, diversified business.
Yeah, it's very smart. I mean, Lego has done, you know, Lego Star Wars, they've done movies, they've done games. So they're kind of just all over the place in terms of marketing themselves. And they've done a great job at sustaining their business outside of just, you know, the physical bricks. They have IP and it exists everywhere, it seems. All right, moving on. Stella Artois announced David Beckham as its new brand ambassador. The launch comes at a pivotal time for parent AB InBev. While it reported record 2023 revenue, its North American revenue declined $1.4 billion due to sinking Bud Light sales. And finally, ending on a positive, Liquid Death is at it again, raising $67 million in new financing for a $1.4 billion valuation. The beverage brand will use the funding to meet increased demand and create new products. Ben, what are your thoughts on Liquid Death's success?
I mean, it's still surprising to me that they've been able to do this with water. I guess it really shows you that pay your graphic designers.
For sure.
Take some chances in standing out in a marketplace, and you're going to do it. And like just the fact that they are so unconventional, I think really speaks to the success of their business. The fact that they're following the roadmap, like they're going into electrolyte drink mixes,
yeah,
and they are calling it Death Dust, which I think so many people would tell you, do not name your product that, but it's probably going to work for them,
yeah,
just because they know what they are and they are running with it. And clearly that is attractive to investors and consumers alike.
Yeah, it's very impressive. And obviously they just started out with the water, but they've kind of diversified their flavors. I think they're probably going to even do more so of that. They've added like, you know, ginger ales and Arnold Palmer equivalents. And yeah, I think they've just expanded it in such a good way. And to your point about the branding, the Death branding, it's super in. The graphic design, it looks like an IPA and it looks really cool. So if you want to drink that at a bar, I feel like it would be totally fine in kind of the eyes of the public.
Yeah, I also do need to correct you just so we do not get sued. They are not calling it the Arnold Palmer or the Armless Palmer, I believe is what they did, because they were threatened to be sued by Arnold's family. So
You're
I think
right.
We are speaking about the product Dead Billionaire. Yeah. So just want to make sure that we are not condoning any way, shape, or form anything against Arnold Palmer. May he rest in peace.
Yes, agreed. And moving on to our main story today. Today's main story is about whipping the corporate workforce back into shape. Whether you've been working largely remote for the past 4 years or you're a Gen Z new hire, there are classes out there to teach you how to acclimate to the office environment. Ben, can you tell me more about these etiquette classes?
Yeah, well, we've certainly got a trend on our hands here, John. Let's start with just the survey of a few thousand business leaders. This was conducted by the site Resume Builder, and it found that 45% of surveyed companies are now offering etiquette training to their employees, and that is a pretty solid number. We're going to add to that, there are an additional 18% who are planning to implement it in 2024. Ooh. So you are looking at a majority of companies surveyed, but a pretty big sample size into the thousands, are planning on bringing etiquette trainings in. And that checks out when you look at the numbers from a specific firm that does this, Beaumont Etiquette, which is in New York. They teach office manners. And over the last 2 years, they've seen this huge surge in requests. They've got, I think, in fact, a 100% increase.
Wow.
And so I guess it brings to question, like, what are they teaching and why are they doing it?
Yeah, exactly.
And we'll speak to, I guess, what they're doing first, which is really all these different things from how to dress to how to have workplace appropriate conversations to, we must assume, how to like keep your desk space and office kitchens and such clean. All these really kind of basic things, or what would seem basic, but clearly are needed.
Yeah, it seems that way. But why would they be needed? Obviously, we alluded to it a little earlier with, you know, potentially it's coming back from largely working remote or new people entering the workforce. Is that really what's driving this whole thing?
You know, it's part of it, but I don't think it's the whole story here. I think that even before the pandemic, the workplace, it had already been changing so rapidly. You know, two of the topics that are the most commonly requested by employers in these trainings are making polite conversation and writing professional emails. Those are equally applicable to in-office, remote, hybrid workers. It doesn't really matter.
Sure.
I think that you can overall look at the fact that, like, over the last decade, we've just seen so many changes. There's a breakdown in the formality of office fashion, and you have to kind of rewrite these norms in terms of what's appropriate on Slack and how do you handle social media with, you know, coworkers and employees, and can you subtweet coworkers? Can your coworkers acknowledge, like, hey, hope Bali was great just because they saw it on Instagram, but like you didn't share that with them directly. Is that okay?
Yeah,
it's sure. Just a minefield out there. And so I think there's this scramble to reassert a common sense of decorum.
Yeah. And that's very interesting that now is a time for that as well, because, you know, you have people continuing to work remote or people that are coming back from working remote to the office in a hybrid schedule. But you also have Gen Z making their first transition into the workforce. And a lot of them have been for quite a while. But for the younger Gen Zs out there, I think this is around the time when a lot of them are starting careers or kind of beginning that path. And it seems like a lot of companies are interested to kind of educate them in the ways of a corporate environment, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously if you've just entered the workforce in the last 4 years, you're probably floundering because everyone around you is also floundering. Mm-hmm. Is understandably a focus on teaching soft skills to that crowd. Like, how do you mind your speaking volume on the phone? Or, you know, as I was saying before, like how to keep the sink clear at the office and maybe don't leave your dishes there like a rude person. And so, you know, if you haven't worked in close proximity to others, there's this learning curve. Makes sense to address it. But only 10% of companies are really focusing on entry level. 60% in that survey said that it'll be required of all employees. Mm-hmm. So part of me wonders if we're seeing something else, which is companies desperately trying to keep themselves out of trouble.
Could be.
You know, coming out of the Me Too era, I guess it's never out of it, but companies have changed in the wake of it. You know, we're in an era of like, online cancellation.
Yeah, sure.
I think we have to assume that companies are looking at etiquette training to really be able to absolve themselves of any bad behaviors in their ranks. And, you know, they want plausible deniability. We trained this person. They didn't follow the training. They're fired. Wash your hands and move on.
Mm-hmm. It seems like it could be another layer attached to annual HR trainings as well. I feel like it will definitely come up more and more and more. I personally haven't seen any workplace etiquette specific training, but I've seen things obviously that hint at it and, you know, try to make sure that you're behaving well in the office environment. But that makes a lot of sense, what you said. It's probably very beneficial for companies to get in early with this so that they can at one point say, hey, we tried to teach them what was wrong and what was right, and this isn't our fault. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's a good way for companies to kind of get in early there.
Yeah, I think you want to really establish a baseline of what you want your company culture to look like. And that's something that is just increasingly important in today's work world, especially as you see younger generations taking over, where these are generations that typically kind of like spend with their values. And so you need to make sure that you're aligning to what people see as an appropriate culture. And so I think there is a larger thing here, but at the end of the day, if it means more people are not being awful in the office, you know, I can think of so many faux pas that I've seen in my career that I'm like, okay, if that just goes away, great.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, I guess, the positive of this is trying to get everybody under the same umbrella and keep us all moving in the right direction. But I guess my last question that I have for you, though, do you see it as a necessity or do you see it as something that's just strongly, strongly recommended?
You know, I don't think it's a necessity. And I think that it's because so much of the training should also be done ahead of time. I think this is something that we're going to see, like we've seen that colleges are really adding to their preparation for the workplace.
Right.
You see it on TikTok a lot, that this is how you act in the office. You get called out if you don't act this way. So I just think that there's like this bridging the gap, essentially, where you're hoping that future generations that enter the workforce are going to be molded in the right way, and that you're making sure that different generations can work together in a current office space. You know, I don't think there's a harm to it, but I just don't know if it's an absolute must.
Makes sense.
I will say it is definitely a must for the CEO I used to work with who would speak to every employee at the urinal. Like, let's not do that.
Listen, that's got to stop. We all know that.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you tomorrow.